Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to you on the Blog Talk and to all of you on the Fresh Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention line. As I was saying, we're in the midst of a new awakening. 1740s, we had the Great Awakening. It was a spiritual move, a religious move in religiousdom all over the world. And now we have the Great Awakening. We have the New Awakening, rather, and it is a spiritual move. Yeah, it's a spiritual shift, a shifting away from the give me, give me, give me, the selfish approach to the thank you, thank you, thank you. We're trying to ask people all over the world not to be selfish, not to be so selfish, just concerned about yourself and never concerned about others. Amen. God is such a wonderful and ultra-awesome God, and he looks for you, amen, to be his spokesperson, to be his person to move through here on the earth, amen, and he wants you to remember others around you, and if you do, he'll bless you even more. Let's go to God in prayer this morning. He never sleeps nor slumbers, and I'm just so happy that he is awake and he will bless us on this line. Heavenly Father, thank you, thank you, thank you for your protecting hand. All night long, you watched over us and protected us. So many things are happening around this nation, so many headlines. And God, yet in the midst of all of this, murder and robbery and rapes and bruising and hurting and wounding, God, here you are protecting your people. Thank you for it. And thank you for Jesus, who went to Calvary for us, long bled and died there, that we might have a right to eternal life. What a wonderful, wonderful gift. I want to thank you, Lord, for everlasting life. Thank you for being a way maker, made a way out of no way, where we couldn't see a way. There was a way there made by you, and thank you for it. Oh, God, so much we can thank you for. Thank you for a bloodbath. You washed us in the blood of the Lamb. Here we are now, able to stand. Here we are now, able to be used by you because we've had a bloodbath, and we thank you for it. We want to bind the enemy. He's always trying to do things, God, but bind him. We bind him on every hand, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. The resurrection blood of Jesus is against him. And we thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for eyes to see, for ears to hear, for a mouth to talk, for legs to walk, for a roof over our heads, God, clothing on our back. So many things we could thank you for. We appreciate everything. We appreciate you waking us up this morning and then starting us on our way. Oh, God, you've been so good. Thank you for a brand new day. Yeah, thank you for blessings like we've never seen. In 2016, do thank you for saving us and for sanctifying us. Thank you for love and joy and hope and peace, being our shepherd, our leader, our guider, our faith, our hope, our charity, our inspiration, our jubilation. And thank you, Lord, for all things. And we give you glory. We surrender this line to you, ask you to forgive all sin, sins of commission, sins of omission. Everything that's been said, everything that's been done, God forgive all sin and bless this line in an ultra awesome way. In Jesus' name we pray and give you the glory. Thank God. Oh, praise your holy name. Thank God. Amen. Amen and amen and amen. God. Thank you, Lord. And good morning to everybody. out there. Y'all awake on the prayer line this morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Morning to you, everybody.
Good morning.
Amen. I hope y'all are awake this morning. Amen. Everybody, why don't you wake up? God's been good to you. Amen. He protected you all night long. Amen. Let's see how you I know you want to wake up and speak to him. Amen. Let's say good morning to the Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Good morning to him. And what if, as everyone, God has been good to. Amen. Let's wake up and give him praise and adoration and thank him for his goodness. Come on, in the name of Jesus. This is a praise check to everybody. Praise check. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you for your goodness.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for your kindness.
Thank you, Lord.
For your mercy. What about you at 913-816-469? 317. Why would you pray? 616-811.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. 912.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Cast the demon out, but we could not cast him out. And I'm paraphrasing. And Jesus said to them, the reason why you couldn't cast them out, I know you've been with me. I know you've seen me do this and that. I know you've seen me heal the sick and raise the dead and turn the water to wine, all these miracles. But you've got to understand something. You haven't gone far enough. What do you mean, Lord? You haven't gone far enough. He said, these guys that you've been trying to do, that he said that these kind cometh out by fasting and by prayer. In other words, you haven't gone far enough. Go further, and you'll see something spectacular. See, when Jesus cast that demon out of that boy, the one that was throwing himself into the fire and into the water, that was a spectacular miracle. And so I believe the Lord was saying to his disciples, you are chosen, you are special. Amen. You can do this and you can do that. But spectacular things happen only through fasting and through prayer. And so when we got this Sunday, I'm challenging you on the line to go a little further. Amen. And I believe that these 20 days will be spectacular days. Spectacular. Amen. And the Lord will boundlessly bless you in a spectacular way. Because why? Why? Because you went a little further. Because you went from the 80 to the spectacular 20. That's what I'm going to call them. Oh, I'm going to put that down. The spectacular 20. I'm looking for God to do something spectacular. Amen. If you want to come on, I challenge you to go with us. Amen. On this prayer line. We're not trying to do it for anybody's glory but God's glory. And this time, during the 20 days, the Lord laid on my heart to fast for you, to fast for all of you. Mother Britt, Mother Digby, all of you. Amen. Ambassadors. All of you ambassadors. I'm fasting for you, ambassador elect. I'm fasting for every person on this line. My God. These 20 are for you. Amen. Want God to do ultra awesome miracles for you, Sister Christine. For you, Ambassador Mother Willie Johnson. All of you. Ambassador Fryerson. I'm fasting for y'all. Do you hear me? Yeah. I'm not trying to boast about it. See, some of y'all got that confused when it says we're going to let people know exactly the instructions of the fast because you're the ones that we're calling out the fast. It tells us in the scripture, don't be looking like you're fasting, you know, oh, like you're so sad and trying to let people know that this and that. No. By your looks and that's you going to the family reunion and you're looking so sad. What's wrong with you? No. Look cheerful. Amen. Look joyous. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. So look cheerful. Look joyful. Amen. And bless the Lord. Amen. This line is fasting. Amen. We're not trying to go outside of this line and let people know, but we are letting you know on this line here. Amen. God bless you and God keep you. And hopefully you'll join us in the spectacular 20. Amen. I'm asking God to do something spectacular for you. I'm fasting for you during this 20 days. Amen. The spectacular 20. God bless you. Open up the line this morning. Huh, hallelujah. Let me see, Sister Lucille, are you on the line? Sister Carolyn from Georgia, are you on the line? Either one of y'all? Say something if you are. God bless you. All right. Mother Woods, are you on the line? Say something. One of y'all. All right.
I'm on the line.
All right, God, identify
God
yourself.
God bless you.
This is Mother Woods.
Yes, God bless you.
Am I hearing you, Mother Woods?
Yes,
Mother
you are.
God bless you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mother. How you feel?
Well, I'm much better. I've been sick for a while with a bad sinus infection.
Yes,
but
ma'am.
But I'm getting better now, and I thank you so much for your prayers.
We certainly are praying for you, and we'll pray for you this morning. Mother, if you feel all right, do you feel like opening up the praise reports and to get your miracle, Mother?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Praise
I tell you
Lord.
What, Mother. I tell you what. Just be right there. We're going to get somebody to fill in for you. Amen. And we'll get you another day this week. Amen. You rest this morning. I hear you. I hear you. Ambassador Jerry Hall, are you there? Do you have time to do the praise report? Amen. Right? We're going to find somebody here. Amen. Early in the morning. Mother Wilson, are you there, Mother? All right. Praise the Lord. All right, are you there, Mother Wilson? All right. Mother Britt, can we? Are you there, Mother? All right. Well, let me call on somebody I know is always there. Amen. Ambassador Dr. Mary Lacey, are you on the line this morning? Dr. Mary Lacey.
Yes, I am. I'm on the line.
All right. Mother, would you mind getting the praise reports this morning, Dr. Lacey?
I'll be happy to get them.
God bless you. It's all right. Eyes in your head.
God bless you this morning in honor to our national ambassador, Lady Betty, Dr. Lady Betty. We're just so happy this morning to praise the Lord for all the things that he has done for us. I mean, he's been working miracles. We got so many things going on in the world, but God is still here. He's still on the throne waiting to receive us. And I tell you, I pleaded the blood over this line because I felt something coming. And the reason I was pleading the blood is because we who are saved need to get it together. We need to come together. We see all our policemen getting killed, and it's not a black and white thing. It's about everybody. We just need to come together in prayer. And I know Such Fruits has been praying, but I've been asking the Lord to pull us a little closer together, a little closer together. That is my praise report this morning, is to pull out all of the kinks, all of the dislikes, all of the I won't do, and all of these things, and put it in God's hand and lift him up. We need to lift God up. If there's someone this morning, know that God has been so good to you, even if you are not feeling well right now, why don't you come on and give your praise report? Give that praise report to encourage somebody this morning. Our policemen are getting shot. Our people are getting shot. Our babies are getting shot. And I tell you, I wanted you to know that I was pleading the blood for the people to come together on this prayer line. I'm not saying that you ain't together, but I know the difference as a prophet. I know that there's some kinks, hallelujah, that we need to pick up. Come on, praise the Lord with me. Why don't everybody on here just praise the Lord for 1 second? Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come on,
let's thank
you, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank
just
you.
Just breathing fabulous this morning.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Everything will work together.
Thank you.
For Baton Rouge and all these places. It could be us this morning.
Yes, Lord.
With our family members that have been shot to death. It could be us. That may
man traveled from Kansas City down to Baton Rouge to do his dirty dirt. But you see, if we lift him up and stop, let me not say it, criticizing and ostracizing and doing all these things while we pray, open up. So come on with your praise report. I don't want no sad praise reports this morning. If God's been good to you, why don't you tell it loud and clear? Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
I'm going to be the best praise report.
Amen. Praise God. This is Ambassador Johnson in Texas, area code 325. Truly, I praise God this morning for another day that he's allowed me to see. Thank him for my life, health, and strength. I do thank God for the activity of my limbs and being clothed in my right mind. I thank God for his renewed mercy that was given again. And I just thank him because he's so good to me and he's so God. Yes, it's amazing that all the things that are going on, but I praise God because he still proves himself mighty and strong. For it is in him that I live, move, and have my being. I thank him for his protection, that he has blessed each one of mine. And I just praise God. You know, we just have to thank the Lord for what he is and what he's doing and what he's going to do. He said, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God. And I give him thanks today because God is good. I thank him for touching me, healing me. I thank him for opening doors and making ways. Truly, I know it's nothing but God, nothing we can do on our own on many occasions, but we can sit back and see whose hand that's moving and maneuvering things, and that is the Lord. I'm just grateful on this morning. Praise God for each and every one, Chief Ambassador Johnson and Dr. Lacey, that's presiding on this morning. I praise God for you. Continue to pray for him, and I love each one of you. God bless you.
Hallelujah. What a beautiful praise report. Come on, is there another praise report?
My. That's another praise report. Oh, let us have the baby, Father. I tell you, God is so good. His mercy endures forever.
And his mercy has been enduring for you. And you better tell it like it is. Just tell that praise report. If you woke up this morning, that's a praise report. Come on.
Good morning.
Well, she's from Salt Lake City, 801. I just want to thank the Lord for how he blessed me and my son and one of my grandchildren to go to Texas, Dallas, and come back safely yesterday. We had a good time in the family reunion, and I'm just so thankful that the Lord blessed to go down there on the plane safely and come back. Hallelujah. And I just, I just thanking. Hallelujah this morning.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
God. It's good to have family reunion.
Yes.
So you can know who your family are. Come on. Somebody else is trying
to. Good morning. This is Sister Lucille. I want to first give honor to God and all the saints on this prayer line. I truly thank the Lord for waking me up on this morning. I thank the Lord for the service that we had at Amazing Grace on yesterday. I truly got a blessing out of it. I thank the Lord for my daughter making it to work yesterday. She did a double yesterday. She came home late last night. I was sleeping when she got here, but I thank the Lord she made it home today. And I'm asking the saints to continue to keep me and my children in your prayers. God bless you.
Oh, God bless you for that praise report, Sister Lucia. Your leader had called for you, but that's all right. God is making it ready for us. Come on, another praise report.
Good morning, 913, Sheila Brown. First, giving honor to God, first in my life, Chief Ambassador, Lady Betty, and you, Miss Mary Lacey, and to all the saints and friends that's on the line this morning. God has been good to me. I, too, have a sister here in Kansas City, Kansas, that's a police officer. at Wyandotte County Sheriff's Department, Lieutenant McCullough. And God has been dealing with me. He said you need to talk to the saints on the prayer line so they can pull together and pray and cover your sister. This is just not going on by happenstance, and I'm just sitting back and not hearing God. So I would like to just thank God for keeping my sister safe for 15 years that she has been up at the Wyandotte County Sheriff's Department. And she had to fly out of here yesterday when I was at church to Colorado. So I just want to say to please pray with, continue to pray with me, because she drives a police car and she's been on these streets. And somebody could easily have killed my sister. But God has protected her because of our prayers. And would you all please continue to pray with me for her? Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you so much. I know our national ambassador is taking note on that this morning. I'm sure he's taking good note on that, sister. God is going to be blessing, and I'm sure he's going to be lifting her up when he comes back.
Thank you. Thank you.
Praise report. Is that another praise report? We got to lift God this morning. Hallelujah.
Give Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
When I got up this morning, I tell you, I felt so good praising the Lord.
Thank you.
Thanking him for what he's already done for me. That's a praise report where you can open your eyes and you can see, you can feel, and you can walk. And ain't nobody dead in your family. You need to wake up this morning and give your praise report.
Thank you, Jesus.
Is Evangelist Stiff on this phone this morning? If you're on here, holler out the Evangelist Stiff, because it's time now that we pull it in the presence of God.
Yes, I am present. I will give a praise report. I was unavailable, but I will thank God for another day. Hallelujah. I'm rejoicing from our 105th Holy Convocation in Arkansas under Bishop Joel Withers, and we had an awesome time on yesterday. Glory to God. I am still walking in the overflow this morning. But I just praise God for Jesus, a man who knew no sin, but yet he became sin for us. And I'm encouraged in this day and time, regardless of all the things that's going on, God is still present. Even when he is silent, he's still moving. And I thank God that the word says, if my people, and I'm a part of those that are the sanctified, that are called to his calling and praying and seeking God's faith. And I'm holding on to the word of God that says, now I'm saying, now saints, that is able to keep you from falling. I will present your faultless. Glory, glory. Can somebody say, I am faultless? No matter what the enemy
is, I am faultless.
But I am walking in victory this morning. I'll present your faultless. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And to the only wise God, he is the only wise God. He makes no mistakes. His eyes are in every place, beholding the good and the evil. And I'm making scriptures right here. And but I thank God for the end results, the end of the book that says we win. Glory to God. So every morning I have a praise in my heart. Hallelujah. I thank God for who I am. I'm praising God for victory. I'm praising God because I'm more than a conqueror. Praise God this morning, because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I praise God
that
I'm a partaker of his divine nature. I'm not preaching or proclaiming, prophesying. That's all the word says it is. Can these dry bones live? I woke up this morning prophesying to myself. Thank you, Lord, I raised up my hand. Thank you that I have a weapon in my mouth, a weapon of mass destruction against the enemy. Hallelujah. Woman of God, I found out that we don't have any problems. We just have sin problems. The proclivities of the flesh, the sheep to die. And the Bible lets me know, hallelujah, there's no temptation such as coming to man. That God, with that same temptation, that same struggle this morning, he said, I will make a way for an escape for you. So there is no reason for anybody to walk in defeat, because this is the day that the Lord has made.
Hey.
I have already started rejoicing at 4 a.m. this morning. Glory, 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 glory. But I will say this in this evil day. Hallelujah. The Bible says that if you sin willfully after coming to the knowledge of the truth, there's no sacrifices for sin. So I'm praising God that he's preparing the saints of God for the doors to be opened. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah this morning. Lift up your hands, all ye gates, and be ye lifted up the everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. That's my praise report. I'm letting it on it this morning. I still have a praise, a dance, and a shout. Hallelujah, because I'm a holy woman of God.
Anybody else? This is for you.
if you want to do that. Amen. Anybody else?
Good morning, 913, Sheila Brown again. Can I give something else, Chief, please?
All right, go ahead.
Thank the Lord. We was on a prayer line last week. I don't know exactly what day it was, but I was laying around my bed. It was around 8:30, a little bit before I got on the prayer line. The Lord kept dealing with me about the prayer line. And ever since I've been getting on the prayer line, I've been coming out just over. Can't even hardly talk no more on the prayer line. And pray just over. God is filling us up. He's blessing the prayer line. And I know it's a difference because I'm staggering and I'm drunk, kind of holding on to things now when we're praying. And I just want to acknowledge God because he's good. He's so good to us. And I can't hold that because it's in my mind and spirit. I got to tell what he's doing. He's blessing us. He's blessing. And I know he is. So, y'all, I never felt like this before. Now he's doing something. Hallelujah. And I know he's doing it through this prayer line. It's our lifeline. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you, Chief.
I'm taking that. Amen. Amen. The Holy Ghost is not a lifeline. Amen. It is. God bless you. Is there one more before we move into our prayer request? If so, we'll allow it. Otherwise, we'll move. Anybody else want to say a word for the Lord? Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
All right. God bless you. I hear you trying to break through, but we can't. Right.
Good morning.
Good morning. Speak a little louder. Amen.
It's Renee from Texas.
God bless you.
Good morning, everybody.
Morning. Hi.
God bless y'all all on the prayer line. I just want to thank God for waking me up. You know, Pastor Johnson, you said that God answers prayer. We did get some deficiencies, but they're going to come back and correct, you know, we're going to correct those problems. But thank God. The facility is still going to stay open.
Wow, God, that's the Adult Enrichment Center, right? All right.
Good. So,
thank you, Lord.
Did you praise him real good, Sister Renee?
Yes, sir, I sure did.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
I wasn't worried about it, but I knew God would take care of it.
Thank you.
Yes. So rejoice, amen, and give God glory for it.
Yes. And all have a blessed day. I love y'all.
We love you. You too.
Sister Renee, stick around just for a moment here. I want to pray for our nation. And could you lead us off in praying for our nation?
Yes, sir.
All right, you go ahead, and then we'll get others. Some of y'all, while she's praying, resolve in your mind that you want to pray too, and jump in there, and let's pray for our nation. We're in trouble, but God is able to bring us out all right. All right, go ahead, Sister Renee. God bless you.
God bless you. Lord, I just want to thank you for our nation, what all it's going through. I just pray that what's going on in Dallas, Texas, you know, pray for that city. And, Lord, I just pray for France and what all they're going through. Lord, I just pray, and I know you can do all things through you. And, Lord, I just thank you for all you've done for me and these people on the prayer line. And I just pray for our nation. And, Lord, I just thank you for all you've done. And these things we ask in your name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Someone else, with all the things that are going on in our nation, we have to know as saints of God that prayer changes things. We need to pray. 3 more policemen killed over the weekend. 3 more. They're in Baton Rouge. Amen. So there's unrest everywhere. said this, and I keep saying it, that if they had let us know all of the young men that the policemen had killed on the same weekend the other day, America would have rioted everywhere. We're on the verge of riot right now all across America. And so the line is open to you if you want to pray for our country. You live here. Don't be selfish. Come on, open up and pray for our country. Just
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you this morning, Lord. We ask you to come in and bless us. Pray on as never before. We lifting up the nation of you right now in the name of Jesus. No weapon, no weapon, no weapon, no weapon, no weapon formed against this shall prosper in Jesus' name. And Satan, the Lord, rebuke you right now in the name of Jesus. We listen all the policemen of God in the name of Jesus, God. Protect them, Lord. Keep the blood over them right now in the name of Jesus. And thank you, Lord, for what how you died on the cross for us, how you laid the foundation, how you opened up the way for us, Lord. So, Father, you say we come out and not to kill, to steal, kill, steal, and destroy right now in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for the nation of the world right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to help them to put down the weapons, Lord, and send more love in the world right now. And we speak peace over the nation right now in the name of Jesus, God. We lift him up and keep him down to Dr. Johnson, God. Use him in a mighty way. Keep him encouraged and Lady Betty. God, keep the blood over them and their children, their family, and over the prayer line, over the blind line, over the youth line, over the ambassadors and ambassadors elect right now in the name of Jesus. Say to the Lord, rebuke you right now. Get out of this land right now in the name of Jesus. The blood is against you right now in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we just want to thank you. Thank you. Thank you for all what you've done for us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we know you are breaking yoke, you are delivering, you are setting free. You're breaking the chains off our families in Jesus' name. And, Lord, I just want to thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Beautiful. Someone else. Someone else. Let's keep the prayer going,
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come this morning to thank you, to praise you, to honor you, and to lift you up. Father, we are lifting up these United States of America, Father, because, God, we know that we are living in turbulent times. We pray for our president of these United States, Father.
Hello.
Father, we just lift him up. We lift up his family, Father. We lift up these United States of America, Father. Because, God, even in the midst of all of these turbulent times, we know that you're still in control. Because you said in your word, Father, that if your people who are called by your name will humble themselves and pray, seek your face, and turn from your wicked ways, from our wicked ways, then you would hear from heaven and you would heal our land. So, Father, we call in the mighty, majestic name of Jesus Christ of Calvary. God, that you hear our prayers, Father, that we're interceding right now in the manifesting name of Jesus Christ Nazareth. As the other prayer said, Father, we just know that you are still in control. But Satan, we serve notice on you. You are not in control. We stand unified against you. Yes, the blood of Jesus is against you. Because he died on Calvary's cross, and yes, we still have the victory. Father, you said in your word that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the minds of us what you have prepared for us. And God, we know that all things, even though we don't understand, but you said all things are working together for our good, for those who love the Lord and for those who are called according to his word. And God, we also say in the name of Jesus, God, that you hear our prayers.
Help us.
Oh, God, help us, Father. You said if we would humble ourselves, that you would send help.
Yes.
God, we are asking for help, Father.
Help, Lord.
send help, Father.
Send help, Father.
Oh, God, bring him from the east, west, north, and south. But bring help, Father.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Thank you.
We're raising up our voices and we look into you.
Yes.
Look to the hill from which coming out of help. Our help coming from you, Father. We don't have anybody else to look.